The first reading from the book of Exodus today tells us that a new king who knew nothing of Joseph came to power in Egypt. And he began to see the Israelites as a threat to his power, to his control, to his kingdom. Therefore, the surest way to make sure that your enemies don't get out of hand is to enslave them or to make sure that you have total control over them. Well, over and over and over again throughout human histories, we have seen many empires rose and fell. Many kings came into power and change, as well as many administrations come and go. Sometimes they're Christian friendly, sometimes they're very secularistic. But guess what? There will be times, as history tells us, that we will be persecuted for our faith. But what shall we do? What should we do? Jesus today in the gospel tells us all of that, that he didn't come to somehow bring peace upon the earth. We're not some hippies where we think that, oh, Christianity is supposed to make everybody nice and feel good. Sometimes the truth and the faith that we have in Christ Jesus will make us be persecuted, driven out, rejected, abandoned, and pushed away. But how are we supposed to respond to all of this? The interesting thing about the gospel reading is that Jesus, after finishing all these commands, said the gospel to his 12 disciples, not to everybody else, but to 12 disciples. The 12, 11 of them ultimately gave up their life in martyrdom. And even John went through a lot of persecution too. He said these things specifically to the 12, the ones he hand-selected and chosen, even the one who betrayed him. And he encouraged them and commanded them to teach and preach the good news. This is what we should do. We should never lose the joy of the gospel. We should never allow persecutions to come in and somehow allow us to be deterred from following Christ. We should always be faithful to Christ first and foremost. I remember in my own country, Vietnam, when the communists begin to spread up in the north, they have a lot of these, what we would call rebellion. So they would overturn all of the rich landowners. And a lot of them begin to have mock trials where they begin to accuse wealthy landowners of all the horrible things they've done. And they killed a lot of people. They basically buried them alive for the sake of revolution, for the sake of equality, for the sake of whatever. Sometimes people do things that make them feel good, but then at the end, only to glorify themselves. What are we supposed to do in the midst of all that? Stand firm to the truth, never lose faith in Christ Jesus, and be flexible. If persecution comes, right, go from one town to the next. But wherever town we go into, teach and preach so that the truth is in living in words and actions.